ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ephraim Tannenbaum. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliran Menachemov, Bizchus, Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliran Gavriel Ben Orna.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize, a full set of Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
This shiur is on Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Hey. The Gemara brings down a Maisa Amar Rabbi Huda Marav, Maisa Ba'adamechad Shanas Sanainav B'isha Achas. In our Gemara, it's brought down as an anonymous Maisa. Adam Echad. The Gemara doesn't say who it is, and in all of the Nuschois and the Gersois that are available in our Gemara, there's no name. The Talmud Bavli doesn't tell us who the story happened to. Adam Echad. However, the story is brought down in the She'iltis. Now, the She'iltis is one of the oldest Svarim, maybe the oldest Sefer that we have, that was written after the Talmud Bavli. It's very, very close to the time of the Talmud Bavli. Of course, the Tesis and Ksubas Daf Beis Amud Beis has 2 days about whether it actually is considered part of the Tekufas Amoraim or if it's from after the Tekufas Amoraim, but Al-Kopanim is very close to the time of the Talmud Bavli. And apparently, the author of the She'iltis of Achoyigain had a Maseira on this Maisa that isn't written in the Talmud Bavli, but he had a Maseira, a Kabbalah, about who the story was, because he brings down this Maisa. It's in She'ilta Mem Beis. He brings down the whole Maisa from the Gemara with some additional details also, but he writes over there, rather than Maisa B'Adam Echad, he writes Maisa B'Nasan Bar Tzutzisa. So there's a name. And the reason why this is significant, other than Stam a piece of trivia, who's the person that it happened to, is because this name appears somewhere else in the Talmud Bavli in a very mysterious reference, but when you put it together with our Maisa, then you understand what's going on. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, the very end of Perek Behema Yaitza, the last Gemara, it brings down first that Yeshiyahu HaMelech was the greatest Baal Tshuva of all time. And then the Gemara mentions another person who was also a Gavaldik Baal Tshuva, and then the Gemara mentions a third person, that was Nasan D'Tzutzisa. That he was a Gavaldik Baal Tshuva. In the league of this Yeshiyahu HaMelech. But the Gemara doesn't say anything about who he was, what happened to him, what was his Aveiro that he did Tshuva from. So if you just have that Gemara, it's dumb, it's a name, it's a piece of trivia, but we don't know anything about it. But if we put it together with this She'iltis, so the Aveira that it's referring to is this Gemara. It's saying that there was once a Yid, Nasan Bar Tzutzisa, who had sunk to such a low madrega that he was so desperate for an Aveira that he was mamash going to die if he wasn't over the Aveira. And the Chachamim took a hard line with him, and they said, Yomus V'al Tiboil, Yomus V'al Tamil, Yomus V'al Tesapri M'mecheri Ageder. And the Gemara over here doesn't tell the end of the story. It leaves us with the impression that, well, they didn't let him, so Mustama, he died. But you see from the Gemara in Shabbos that that's not the way the Maisa happened. He apparently was so nisragish from what the Chacham told him that from that he was nisair to do tshuva, and he raised himself up far beyond the Madrega that we meet him in this Gemara, until he was described in that Gemara and Shabbos as being one of the G'dayle Balei HaTshuva of all time. Now let's think about the Etzem HaMaisa. The Gemara says, Yomus, the Chacham told him, Yomus, he has to be Meisir Nefesh. V'al Tiboil, V'al Tesaper, V'al Tamar Glefanov. And the Shaila is, Maikuli Hai. L'chayre, this is not Gilei Arayis Mamish. So all the Rishonim say that we see from this Gemara a tremendous Chiddush, an expansion on the din that we learned on the previous daf. And from here we learn that not only the Shalish Chamuris themselves, the Iker HaIsser, but so too any Isser that's Shaykh to those Isserim, the Rishonim use the Lashon of Abizrayhu of the Shalish Chamuris, also have a halacha of Yehar Gval Yavar. The Lashon of Abizrayhu is being borrowed from the previous Gemara. The previous Gemara used the word Abizrayhu to describe the relationship of Kiddush Hashem to the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. That even though they're only mitzvah in Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, not in eight, but it could still be that they're chayev in Kiddush Hashem for each of the seven, because that will be considered abizrayu of those seven. So the Rishonim borrow that terminology and say that if there's a chiv mesiris nefesh, not only for the ikar isur of gilei raya, but also for smaller isurim that are shaykh to gilei raya, so that they call abizrayu. Now what's pshat over here in the smaller isurim that are shaykh to gilei raya? The Ran and Abba Jazar, when he refers to our Gemara, he writes that over here, the reason why there's it's called Abizrayu of Gilei Raya, even though there's no Misa, there's no Maisa Bia, so there wouldn't be a Chiv Misa on this, but these Maisim would be an Avera of Le Sikrivu Legalis Erva. That means don't do things that are maybe Lidei Gilei Raya. The Shach in Yerudei Kufnun Zayin, in Sifkot and Yud, on that, when the Ramah brings down this Ran, the Ramah brings down the Lashon of the Ran, that even though you're not over Chiyav Misa, but as long as you're over on a Lav Ba'alma of Gilei Raya, that's also your Harkal Yavar. The Ran says, the Shach says, that which the Ran calls this a Lav, a violation of the Lav of Lesikav Lagal Leserva, this is telling the Machlek is Rambam and the Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvahs. Loisase Shinnun Gimel. That's Loisase Lesikru Legale Serva, where the Rambam writes that we learn from Lesikru Legale Serva, Shehiziranu Mikarev Laachas Mikal Elu Harayas Vafilu Balebia. To come close to an Erva, even without be it, Kagoin Chibuk Venishuk Nishika Vahadimalami Pulais Haznus. The Rambam says that these types of Maisim that are maybe Lidiz Nus are muzhar in the leisase of leisikru legalis erva. The Rambam holds that it's mamish leisase deiraisa, and you'd even be leike for these maisim. And the Ramban over there is masik on the Rambam. The Ramban brings it right from the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud Gimel, where Rapidos brings mamish the same pasuk leisikru legalis erva to be matir for a person to be yashin im ishtei nido hu bevigda vihi bevigda, because the Torah says leisikru legalis erva, and that teaches us, the Gemara over there says, that only be a mamish is usur, but other things less than be are not usur. So Zuk the Ramban avada the Sefri that the Rambam found that refers to chibuk v'nishuk as being included in leisikru legalis erva. It's mamish the hepach of the way the Gemara darshins leisikru legalis erva. So Vais says it's only an asmachta ba'alma, it's only meant as a dindra abonon. So the Ramban holds that there is no isur de reisa in Chibuk V'Nishuk. The Rambam holds that it's an isur de reisa with a lav and malchus. Zuck the Shach, that the Ran, who says that pshat and Ar Gemara, the reason why they had to be moiser nefesh is because it's an aveir of a leisasa that's going like the Rambam and not like the Ramban. And moreover, Zuck the Shach, and the etzim Gemara l'cher is muchach like the Rambam and not like the Ramban. Bishlam, according to the Rambam, and there's a lot of lesikru to ask for such ma'isim, so I understand why Chazal said yomus v'al tesaper, yomus v'al tamoid, the mechayim and mesiris nefesh, even though it's not gilei reis mamish, akoponim it's abizrayu de gilei reis, it's an aveira of olay sasa. But according to the Ramban, maikuli hai, there's no isadei reis over here. Could it be that there will be mechayim and mesiris nefesh for an isadei rabbanon? So zok the Shach, from this Gemara, there's a makar to paskin like the Ramam and like the Ramban. So the halacha, he says, that Chibuk V'Nishuk is takan Issa De Raisa, he points out that it's only when it's done l'shem taivas bia l'hanas kiruv basar, the Lashon of the Rambam. If it's just done incidentally, then it wouldn't be included in the lav of l'sikv l'galis erva. But al kapan, when it is done l'shem hana, it's takan aver of l'isasa De Raisa. Adkan the Shach, so the Shach again, Kufnin Zayin Sivkot and Yud, says that the Pshat and Ar Gemara, the reason why you have to be Maisei Nefesh is because it's an Aveira of Alei Sasa Dereisa, of Alei Sikavu, like the Rambam and not like the Ramban. Abel Cheir, there's a Pella on the Shach of Shlomo Eger in the Gilgin Marsha, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, is Ma'irer, that even when the Rambam says that there's Alei Sasa Dereisa, of Alei Sikavu, that asers a Krevel Arayas, but he means a Krevel Arayas that includes some kind of physical contact. He took the chibuk v'nishuk ukayetze by mipuulei saznus. L'cheir that kayetze by means things like chibuk v'nishuk that are a real kir of basar. But the things that we're talking about in this Gemara, tam in the fun of arumba to saprim my chayri ageder. L'cheir there's no makar even according to the Rambam, and that should be included in this today, right? So the way Rav Shlomo Eger asks it is, he says atu dibur. Is it deraisa? Who does anybody hold that dibur is an isa deraisa? He asks only from the last step where the Gemara asks it even lasaprim and marachari I get there. Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Igris Moshe, it's Eben Ezer Chelik Aleph Simen Nun Vav. There's a long arichas on this inyan, which we'll come back to in a moment. But just first, a small ha'ara that he makes, that the reason Rav Shlomo Eger, he asks the kasha from the Al Tesaper rather than the Al Talmud. In the Al Talmud, there is a makom to dan that there should be in the Sederaisa. The Beis Shmuel and Evan Ezer Simon Chof Aleph Sif Katan Beis brings down a machalik to Shainim about this. Is there an Issa de Reisa in Histaklus to be Nana from an Erva? The Shita of Rabbeinu Yoina in Igeris HaTshuva, the Beis Yosef brings down. The Beis Yosef and Simon Chof Aleph over there brings down the Rabbeinu Yoina in Igeris HaTshuva, who says that Histaklus be Erva Kadei to be Nana is an Avera of a Lavda a Reisa of a Lisa Suru Achelavchem Achreinechem. And Dr. the Beis Shmuel, this is the Shita of Rabbeinu Yoina, but the Rambam argues, the Rambam would hold that Histaklus, even Derech Taiva, is only Nisad Rabbanon. So Dr. Moshe, on Al Tesaper, it's not such a great kasha, Otu Histaklus, rather, on Al Talmud Lefanov, which is a Nisad Histaklus, so we wouldn't say Otu Lehistakl Issa Deraisu, because there is a makom to say it. Grad, it's not the lav that the Ran refers to, it's not the lav of Lesikav Legalis Erva, that for sure it isn't. But it's not such a chuchav etzlula to suggest that there could be an Issa Deiraisa in Histaklus. Histaklus, Shitas Rishayna, that there's an Issa Deiraisa in Histaklus. From Velay Tzurach Elavav Macharinechem, Shitas Rabbeinu Yena. That by Rav Shlomo Eger says on the last step of the Gemara, Yomus Va'al Tesaper Ima Me'achari Ageder, where he doesn't even see her. There it's just Dibur. Dibur Ba'alma Atu Dibur Issa Deiraisa Isvei. Like Sasuru you don't have, like Sikrul Gali Serva you don't have. None of these Makaris would go on this Maisa of speaking to her Me'echari Yegeder. So if they're L'chari Yitzapela, how could you learn that the Pshat in the Gemara is that you have to be Maisa Nefesh and not to be over on the Laisasa? So Shlomo Eger there is Mitzayin to a Sefer called Seder L'Mishnah, who says that L'chari, the Pshat in the Gemara is that the way he writes it is that being nene from an avera, the geder of Yehorek Val Yavar, is being nene from the avera. Af al gav deloy avar avera. If you're being nene from the avera, even though you're not being over an avera, that also goes into Avizrayu. Now, a clarification of this hagdara. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, and that shuva that I just referred to, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, I'm going to read the lashon. In Shaykh Leimar, he says, Shalasis hachon la avera, hu maisa hamutur midereisa. You can't say that doing something as a hachona for an avera is something which is mutur min hatera. The yesh rak Leimar sha'adayin le avru ala iser. You may be able to say that they weren't over an iser yet, avaloisha asu maisa heter. But not that they did a maisa heter. Ramosha's machadisha idea that there's an in-between category between averis and mutter, or to put it differently, just because something is not officially an avera doesn't mean that it's mutter. Let's take Lamashal first from a different avera. You're not allowed to be machal Shabbos. Being machal Shabbos is an avera. Now, let's say a person is planning to be machal Shabbos and he spends time thinking about it and planning on it, and thinking about how wonderful it is, Chas v'Shalim, that he's going to be Michal Shabbos, and telling his friends that he's so happy that he's going to be Michal Shabbos, and making a party to be Mesameach, to celebrate the fact that he's going to be Michal Shabbos. Now, none of those are averis, be'etzem, there's no lav in the Torah not to make a party to celebrate being Michal Shabbos, Chas v'Shalim, and there's no takana d'rabbanan against it either. But it's a Dabar Bara, Ramesha says, that when he's taka Michal Shabbos and he's nanish in Shemayim for being Michal Shabbos, he'll be nanish for the party also. And he'll be nanish for the simcha and for the anticipation and for the preparations also. Because avad, it's a sort of pshuta that the Torah, you can't say the Torah doesn't mind that a person should do those things. If the Torah says you can't be Michal Shabbos, of course the Torah minds that you shouldn't rejoice and celebrate and prepare for being Michal Shabbos. And Mimela, you can't call it a Maisa Heter. Dr. Moshe, the same thing with Gilei Raya's also. And even though over here they taka weren't going to be, they weren't going to do the Maisabiyah Mamish, that they had decided they were going to stop before they do the Maisabiyah, but they're doing those Maisim that people do to be Magdil, their Taiva and their Hana from a Maisabiyah. If the Torah says that you're not allowed to do the Maisabiyah, So Avada, the Torah is makbe that you not do those things that are magdil your taiva and your hana for that maisa bia. And mainly it's loy shayach, he says, to call it a maisa heter. And that's enough, Zakir Maisha, to explain how they could be a Yehar Gval Yavar, how it could be included in the category of Abizraya Darais. You don't need to find that it should be included in one of the Lavin and the Torah. But mainly it's not totally on the Machlek, it's Rambam and the Ramban. You don't have to come on to the Rambam that this is the Lysik of Lugali Serva. And like Rav Shlomo Eger said, it may not even help over here to come on to the Rambam that this is the Lysik of Lugali Serva. But in the Ramban, it's just as good. Because a Kalpanim, you can't call it a Maisa Heter. And the emphasis is that there's a very nice makur for this Svar of Ramesha in the Ramban himself, in that Hasagas Ramban, where the Ramban is arguing on the Rambam and saying, no, there's no Lav of Lysik of for Chibuk Vinishuk. The Rambam then writes, I'll read you a lashon. First, he says, "Navin mehem ki etzlam zeha isim midrabanon." We can understand from the Gemara that this issur is only drabanon. Oy yia min ha-Torah, or maybe it's min ha-Torah. This is the Ramban in his machleikus on the Rambam, and he's saying there's no leisikravu, but he still says oy yia min ha-Torah. Dechol de mishani meisura, because anyone who's nene from an isur isurahu. That's also an Isser, Ke'inyin b'chatzi shir. It's the Lashon of the Ramban. Similar to what we find by chatzi shir. It's an interesting tzushel that he makes, which is a discussion for a different time, the connection to chatzi shir. But Al-Kalpanim, the Ramban is saying that if we know that the Torah asers gilirayis, asers the ma'isabiyya, so the hana that's associated with being bayil and erva is as far pshuta that it's aser. You don't need a lav in the Torah for it. It could be an Isser de Raisa without having any Makur in the Torah. He's going a little bit further even than Ramesha. Ramesha said, Loi Shayach to call it a Maisa Heter. But he goes. Ramesha goes on to say that Avad you could be punished in Shemayim. So it's come out the same thing as the Ramban. But the Ramban has a starker Lashon. He's saying that it could be an Isser de Raisa also without having any Makur. It could be an Isser de Raisa just Misvara. If it's clear to us that the Torah would be Makbid, From what the Torah did say, we'd know that the Torah would be makbid that we not do such a behavior. Then, even if there's no pasuk in the Torah and no takana, even midrabanan that specifically forbids this ma'isa, it could still be considered a ma'isa iser, and it could be considered abizray derayis, and maybe it could go into the category of yehar gval yavar. Now, I want to just be moisif also. There is another eitza in being masbid this gemara. It's a geshmak amar makom. We mentioned that the Rambam's shita is that leisikravu refers to chibuk v'nishuk. That's the Rambam in leisas shinun gimel. The Rambam in his minyan hakatzar. Now the Rambam has a long sefer called Sefer HaMitzvos where he has a paragraph describing each of the 613 mitzvahs, and then at the beginning of Sefer Hamad, at the beginning of Mishnah Torah, he has the minyan hakatzar where he repeats each one in a few words, just one line for each of the 613 mitzvahs. It's right after the Hakdamas HaRambam before he begins Hilchas Yisaydei HaTorah. And if you take a look over there, in Leisas HaShin Nun Gimel, the Rambam writes, Shalei lekarev la'arayis bedvarim hamevim lidei gilui erva, kegoin chibuk v'nishuk uremiza ukvitza, shenemar, he brings the pasuk of Leisikravu. So over there, the Rambam seems even much more machmir than the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs. In the Sefer Mitzvahs, he only refers to actual physical maisim that involve a physical contact. But in the Minyan HaKotzer, he includes even things that don't involve any physical contact, any kind of communication that's done to be Magdal Taiva. Then it can include the things in our Gemara also, the Tesapri Mameyacher Yeged, or the Tamil Lefan of Aruma, could very well be included in that. Now, the Ramban, in his Asagas, the Ramban also, the Ramban points out that the Rambam describes the Leisikravu two different ways in the two different places, but the Ramban doesn't even, he's not willing to take it so seriously. He writes a very sharp lashon dismissing that sad. He brings down the Rambam in his Minyan HaKotzer includes Remizu Kvitza, but he says that can't be. He says that the Makur for that is a Bryce in the Avistir of Nasin, where it says that the Leisikravu L'Galus Erva could go so far as to include even being medaber dvarim betalim im ishtei nida. And the Ramban then writes, kind of sarcastically, he says, Ve'iluhim dvarim betelim, that to suggest that there could be a lav and malchus menatera for some of this medabrim ishte nida sicha betela. So he says that such a thing is impossible. You can't even consider that. So he dismisses that. But upon him in the minyan akatsu, it sounds like it's the Rambam Shita, that even Ramizu Kfita could be included. Now the Ran, who says that the Pshat in our Gemara is that it's called Abizrayo because it's included Leisikravu, is a stark smuchim to this side of the Rambam in the Minyan HaKotzer. So l'cheir, then we have two pshatim in the Gemara. Again, the Ran started off by saying, we began by bringing the Ran who says that the pshat in our Gemara, the reason why you have to be Mois Nefesh is because it's an Aver of Leisikravu. The Shach said that's like the Rambam and not like the Ramban. Rav Shlomo Eger was Ma'ir the Lachere, it's not like the Rambam either. And then we brought down Rav Moshe Feinstein, Seder Mishnah, Diyuk and the Ramban himself, that you don't need a Leisikravu. It could be that it's Asur Misvara. You don't need a Leisikravu. Aber Lamaitza, the Ran had called it a Leisikravu. So the Pshat Lefi, the Ran, Lachere is that he's going like this Rambam in the Minyan HaKotzer, that it's Taka, that Leisikravu would include anything that's done between an Isha and Isha, that's normally done as a kravel erva, and then the activities described in this gemara could also fall into that category. Now let's start again to talk about the inyan of Abizrayhu. The Rama in Yerideh Kufsan Zion brings down that there is a din of Abizrayhu on all three of the shalish chamuris. Kol iser avodizar gilirayus yishvichas damim, avol pish im b'misa raklav ba'almot sarach leharig v'loy lavar. That's the din of Abizrayhu, and he says specifically whether it's avodizar or Gilei Arayis, or Shvichas Damim. Abizrayu of Gilei Arayis, we know what the case is. That's our Gemara. What's Abizrayu of Avodah Zarah? So that is a reference to the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Chafei, where it says, Bakol Misrafim Chutz Me'atzei Asherah, and it's Mavur in the Gemara that it's talking even about a Chile Sheyesh Bei Sakana, and nevertheless he's not allowed to make a refuah out of Atzei Asherah. And the Ran over there explains that even though he's not being Oved, the Atzei Asherah, but there's a lav in the Torah of Yidbak B'yotchem U'umam Menacherim, which teaches us that there's an Isser Hanah by Avodah Zarah, Atzei Asherah, of an Isser Hanah, and if he'll use it for a refuah, he's being over on that Isser Hanah, on that lav, and on that the Gemara says that even a Chalei Sheish B'Sakon is not allowed to do it, that means that it's a Yehar Gval Yavar. What's the Yehar Gval Yavar? It's not Avodah Zarah Mamish, Torah says, that's Abizrayu of Avodah Zarah. Now the emphasis is there's another Pshan in that Gemara. Taisus over there learns that when it says that you're not allowed to be Misrape Ba'atzei Asherah, it means if the doctor wants you to use the magical powers of the Atzei Asherah to be Misrape with your belief in the magical powers of the Avodah Zarah, that's what it's asering. And the Goyin says that according to that Pshat of the Gemara Lechera, there isn't a Makar for the Din of Abizrayu by Avodah Zarah. But according to the Ran, there's a Makar from that Gemara to the Din of Abizrayu by Avodah Zarah. So that's two out of three. We have a Gemara for Abizrayu of Gilei Arayis, and we may have a Gemara according to the Ran HaKalponim for Abizrayu of Avodah Zarah. What about Abizrayu of Shvichas Damim, which is also mentioned in the Ramah? There's no Gemara about Abizrayu of Shvichas Damim. But Rabbeinu Yoinin, Shari Tshuva Shar Gimel, Ois Kuf Lamed Vav, Rabbeinu Yoinin says a Devar Nifla. There's a Gemara of a Metziah Daf Nun Tes, everybody is familiar with, La'ilam Yapel Atzman Seich Kiv Shana Eich Val Yalbam Panecha Veir Berabim. The Gemara says that being malam panecha ve'erabim to embarrass another person is so chomer that it's better a person should throw himself into a furnace not to do that. Kepshutai, perhaps, it's just tanagat the Gemara, and it just means to say it's a very bad thing. But the words of the Gemara say, throw yourself into the kivshan esh, that means you should be meister yourself lamisa. Where does the chiv mesiris nefesh come from for not to be malam panecha ve'erabim? Zakter benu yena. Because lahalam panecha ve'erabim is avak of ritzicha. You're not mamash killing him, but you're partially killing him. You're doing something that's a me'en, that's a fraction of killing him by making him feel so bad. And therefore goes into the din of Abizrayu of Shvichas Damim. And so Rabbeinu Yonah says, the words of the Gemara, Ataka meant literally, there's mamash achiyuv of Mesiris Nefesh, Yehar Gval Yavar, not to embarrass another person, Berabim. And that's the case of Abizrayu of Shvichas Damim. Now, the emes is there's a this chiddush lahalacha that there's a chiv mesiris nefesh mamish on lahal panecha ve'erabim. There's another makar for such a chiddush, for this chiddush, but with a different lamdas. Taisus and Soita Daf Yud The Gemara appears in both places, in both Masechta Daf and Tes, and in Masechta Daf Yud. And the Gemara in Masechta Daf Yud, where it says, "If there's taka mechiv mesiras nefesh, not to be malbim penecha ve'er b'rabim, so why isn't it on the list of those aveiros that are yehareg v'al-yaver? How come the Gemara only mentions of a and it doesn't mention lahalm panecha veri b'rabim? And for Taisus, because this is not mefurish b'kra, so it was left off the list because the list was only listing those things that were mefurish b'kra. So Taisus is saying that really there are four aveiros. There's those three, the shalosh chamuris plus to be malm panecha veri b'rabim. So Taisus is holding the halacha like Rabbeinu Yaina. But in Lamdas, not like Rabbeinu Yaina. Rabbeinu Yaina is learning that's not a fourth one on the list. It's nichla, that's the abizrayu of shrichas damim. Taisvis, either Taisvis doesn't agree that this is considered abizrayu of shrichas damim, or maybe Taisvis doesn't agree that there's a klal of abizrayu altogether. Taisvis and Psachim didn't learn that way in the Gemara of Psachim, in Kan Makoimai. But al kapanim, Taisvis doesn't learn that that's why after Mois Nevesh for Bahal Mepenecha Ve'er Rabim. It's Damadin that's learned from the Mice of Tamar and Yehuda that it's better to be Mapa Asma Sech Kivishan Eish, so it's a fourth mitzvah for which you have to be Meisei Nefesh. Aber the Mice, the stimus of Rav Yishenim, even though not that there's such stark of a kairis that argue, although I should point out the Meiri on the Gemara in Bava Metzia, the Meiri Kedarkai says on that lashon of Yapal Atzmai, the Meiri says Derech Ha'ara Amru, which is a lashon that he often uses in these Agadot Gemaras, which means to say that they just said this by way of inspiration. They didn't mean to say that you really should put yourself into a kivshon eish. They just meant to say it's such a bad thing to be malm panicha ve'ibram Derech Ha'ara Amru. So the Meiri is zichr, not like he's arguing on Rabbeinu Yoina and Taisus, but the stimus of Rav HaPaiskim is also not like that. It doesn't say anywhere in Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. Although it's true in Shulchan Aruch, it says Abizrayu of Shvichas Damim, but it doesn't speak out that that would mean Lahalm Panecha Ve'er B'Rabim. It's a little bit shver to say that was supposed to be self understood, this Chiddush of Rabbeinu Yaina. The stimus of most of the Paiskim Lahalacha is not like that, but it could be that the Pshat in Abizrayu of Shvichas Damim, you could learn more simply, even without this Chiddush of Rabbeinu Yaina, and this might be the more Pasha Pshat in the Ramah, that it means cases of Ritzicha that aren't mamish included in the Isser of Ritzicha. Like the Gemaras in Sanhedrin, the Gemaras a little bit later in Sanhedrin have cases where it's a Koyach Sheni, or it's not considered in Gantz and his Maisa, so it's not Mikoychai, like Seif HaCham Alavoy, things like that, where you're not Chayav Misa for Ritzicha because you didn't mamish do a Ritzicha. Could be that, but it would still be Harag Val Yaver. It could be that's what's meant by Abizrayu. Maybe those cases really are a direct Aveira of the Lav of Shvichas Damim. But there's a case, that, very briefly, there's a Ritva in the Gemara, on the Gemara Psachim, over there at Daf Chaf Hey. The Ritva talks about a case where a person, a Yid, has a weapon. The Goy wants his weapon to go kill another Yid. He's not asking the Yid to do the crime. He's just asking the Yid, give me your weapon so that I could go kill this Yid. Zek the Ritva, you have to be Meisei Nefesh, not to give him the weapon. Avada, there's no Meisei Ritzicha over there. That's not included in the Lav of Leisirtzach, to let the Goy have the weapon. But nevertheless, Zek the Ritva, there's a Chiyiv Yehareg Val Yaver. What's the Chiyiv Yehareg Val Yaver over there? L'chere, that would be Nichol on this Halach of Abizrayu of Shvichas Damim. There's another chiddush that we see in this Gemara, our Gemara, as well as the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Chaf Hei about Refua. In these two Gemaras, we find a halacha of Aines, even where there's no Ma'anis. Until now, whenever we talked about Yehareg Val Yaver, Favod Zerah, Gilareis, Shvichas Damim, it was always a story where a guy comes over and he says, do this Aveira or else I'll kill you. And there we have a halacha that for Shara Aveiris, you should be Yaver Val Yehareg, and for the Shalish Chamuris, you should be Yehareg Val Yaver. But in this Gemara, no one's coming over and saying, do the Aveira. He was Allah Baliba Tina Vachola Vinatalamas. He's a Chayli, he's going to die. Va'amrulay Harayfim, that his Rifu is to be Bayal and Ashish Ish, let's say in the first step of the Gemara. And on that, Amrulay Chachamim Yamas Va'alti Bayal, meaning he has to be Meisir Nefesh, not to use the Aveira of Gilei Rayis for a Rifuah. Similarly, when you find this in the Gemara in Pesachim on Dafnun Hey, where it says Bakul Misrapim on Daf Chaf Hey rather in Pesachim Chaf Hey Bakul Misrapim Chutz Meva the regular Shvichas Damim, that he's not allowed to use them as the refuah. The Rambam in Parak Hey of Hilchas Yisodei Torah Hitaka brings down this halacha as a separate chiddush. The Rambam in Halacha Vav Keinyan Sheamur BaAnasim Kach Amur BaChalayim. The same rules that we said about a case of an anas of someone who's forcing you. So too we say by a chayli that what the Rambam goes on to say that if it's one of the shara of erish shavateri you're allowed to use it for a chayli sheish by sakana, and if it's a v'zargi lo esh shvichazamim then you're not allowed, you have to be meiser nefesh. But then at the end of halacha vav the Rambam says a gavaldik chiddush v'im avar v'nisrape, if the chayli went ahead and was nisrape with one of these shalish chamurais ein shin oisei beistin einish haroilei. Beis Din would punish him with the appropriate punishment, which lachera means if he was over a regular leisasa, like he was nesrapi ba'atzei asheira, and he was over on liyadak b'yach mumim and acherim, or he was over on chibuk v'nishuk, according to the Rambam, that's a lav of leisik v'legalei sereba, he would get malchus. And if he was over on gilei ra'is mamish, l'mashal, if the Reifim said that he should be boil the Ishas Ish, and he was boil the Ishas Ish, he'd be Chayiv Misa's Basin, because he was Eivar and Gilei Reis, as a Chayiv Misa. But the Rambam is a Pella, because the Rambam, as we learned in the previous year, the Rambam in Halacha Dalid said, Kol Misha Nemer by Yehurg Ba'al Yavar, anyone who has a Chayiv to be Maisa Nefesh, V'Avavalin Erig, and he wasn't Maisa Nefesh, Zak the Rambam, Avad, he did something wrong, Hariz Machal Es Hashem, and he was Mavatul Ubitul Misa Sesheshul Kiddush Hashem, V'afal Pikein, the Rambam said, Mipnei Sha'avar Ba'oinis, but since Sif Kosif, he did it Ba'oinis, ain't Malkin Oisei, Vein Sarach Leimer, she'ain me Misin Oisei based in, because ain't Malkin me Misin Elala Ever Baratzain, and not one who's ever Ba'oinis. When the Rambam was talking about the Anasim, when the Rambam was talking about the Halacha on Dafayin Dalid, of Goyim that come and say, do this Avera or we'll kill you, there the Rambam said that even when there's a Chi of Yaharg Val Yavar, but if a person is not Oimim Ben Hussein, he wasn't over Avodah Zarah, he wasn't over Gilei Reis, he was just Mevatel Kiddush Hashem, he was over in Chilul Hashem. But over here in our Gemara, where we're talking about a Chayli, where you have the same din that for Avodah Zarah, Gilei Reis, Shvichazam, you have to be Moisei Nefesh, over here is the Rambam, if you're not Moisei Nefesh when you were supposed to, you attack over Avodah Zarah, or Gilei Reis, or Shvichazam, and you're punished as such, you're Chayav Misa, if you were over a Lav Sheish Misa. The Rambam doesn't explain what the svara is for this chiluk, but the Rambam is very clear that he makes this chiluk between the two sugyas, the sugya of anasim and the sugya of chalayim. And there's the yisoid, many achrenim say the same yisoid, when Menchas Chinuch in Reish Tzadi Hei, Halachas Kiddush Hashem, Oiz Beis and Gimel talks about arichas about this chiluk, and he uses it to be, he says the svara to be masbir the Rambam, and we find the same chiluk, the same svara in the Ur Sameach, here on the Rambam and Halacha Vav, and the same shtickle terror with a lot of, not only the same svara, but a lot of the same rayas and makarias of Elchanan Wasserman and Rav Shimon Shkab, both in their shiurim on Ksubas Daf Beis, they all say a similar shtickle terror. They bring, some of them, the same makarias, they bring the Gemara in Babasar Daf Mem Zayin of Tolyu V'Zavin, where it's Mavur from the Gemara, Tolyu V'Zavin Zavini Zavini, but Tolyu V'Yahiv in matanasi matana, so that means that if somebody comes over, if a bandit comes over and says, I want that gold watch, I'll kill you if you don't give me the gold watch, so you take it off and you give it to him, he's not koine. That's not considered a matana, there's no das machna over there, he's not koine. But on the other hand, you have in the sugya of sikri koin, in gittin dafnun hey, it's mavur in the Gemara, that if it wasn't a bandit who came for your watch, it was not a murderer, who came along and said, I'm going to kill you, and you take off your watch, and you say, but if I give you my gold watch, then will you let me live? So he says, yeah, then I'll let you live. So then the halacha is, at least me'ikir din, that he's koine. That's considered das makne. I see from there a yisoid. Let's bring in a second maramakim first, before we were mazber the yisoid. In eishas ish, that's nivela ba'ines. So on the one hand, you have the gemara in ksubas daf gimel amibayz of elidre shlehu da'ines shari. That if the guy, the hegemon, came and said he came to be boil her, and he was going to be boil her bal kercha, the only way that she could prevent it is by being meiser nefesh. So she's not meiser nefesh, and he's boil her. She does not become a surul abala. That doesn't ask her halabayla. But nevertheless, in the Gemara Chavavim Beis in Ksubis, it's mavur that an isha that was nechbasha biyad Ovdei Chachavim, and the Ovdei Chachavim, let's say they were pirates and they were going to kill her, and she had a plan that to save her life, she'll be nivula to the pirates, and like that, they'll save her. Such an isha does become a Surah Labayla. In both of these pairs of halachas, even though L'chaira, in both cases, it was a choice of dying or giving this matana, dying or having this bia, nevertheless, there's a chiluk that if the ma'anis came along and he said what he wanted, I want the gold watch, or I want the bia, then it's not considered your ma'isa. When you gave him the gold watch, the kinyan is not chal, because you didn't give it, he took it. Even though you maybe physically took it off your wrist, but since he said, I'll kill you if you don't give it to me, that's called his ma'isa, he took it. The ishesh also, even though she could have sacrificed her life to prevent the bia, but he said, I'm going to revile you, so that's called he did it, not that she did it. That's not called his ma'isa, her ma'isa, that's not called our ma'isa, that's the guy's ma'isa. Masha ein kein, if the guy never said a word about what he wanted, he didn't say, I want the watch. He was just, I'm going to kill him. So he said, if I give you my watch, will you save me? Then he said, yes. So there was your idea. You machadish the idea of giving the watch. Then it's considered your ma'isa. There's das machna and the kinyan is chal. If the isha was machadish the idea of being nivela to him, avada, her reason was to save her life, was the same level of pikuach nefesh. But if the idea originated by her, it's considered her ma'isa, and mamela, she becomes a surah labayla. So, Zogin the Achrainim, again, the Mechaschinach, the Arsameach, or Shimon Shkop, or Mechon Avasim, they all say the same Hezber in the Rambam, that in Halacha Dalig, where he's talking about Anosim, or in other words, the Sugya on the previous Daf, on Daf Ayin Dalig, where we're talking about a guy that comes and says that I'll kill you if you don't do this Aveira. So, even if it was Avad Zergi, the Reis Shvichas Domim, so you're supposed to be Meisei Nefesh, and you weren't Meisei Nefesh, Avad, you did wrong. But the Maisa of Avodah Zarah or Gilui Raos or Shvichas Domim was not your Maisa. Since the guy was Teveya the Maisa and you did it because he told you to, and he would kill you if you didn't do it, so we could say you did it because he forced you to, even though you weren't supposed to. You should have been Maisa Nefesh. But you did it because he forced you to. That's not considered your Maisa. Memela Basin can't be manish you for that Maisa. They could say that you were over on Chilul Hashem and Kiddush Hashem because you weren't Maisei Nefesh, but you didn't do the Aveira of Avodah Zarah, Gilui Raos, or Shvichas Domim because it's not your Aveira, it's not your Maisa, it's his Maisa because he made you do it. Masha Ein Kein, in the case of Achoyli, Psachim Daf Chav Heba, Kol Musraf Mochus Mei Avodah Zarah, Gilui Raos, or Shvichas Domim, or also believe by Tina, Venat Alamas, Amulah Raifim, that his only Rafua is to be by all the Ishes Ish. In these cases, no one else came along, no one said, no one made him do it. He decided that since he's going to die if he doesn't do it, so he decided he wants to do it. Avad is the same level of Aines because he was only doing it to save his life, but since there wasn't any outside force that made him do it, no one said do it, he himself decided to do it, then it's his decision and it's considered his Maisa, and the Melo Zek the Rambam will taka be manishim for it. One more tzushtal in this yisoid, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, in a tshuva, it's in the first volume of Menachas Shlomo, Simen Yud Ches, Ois Hei, he also says it to him, Asbid this Ramam, and then he shtels it to Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Brachas. Because in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Dalid, if you take a look in Sif Ches and Sif Tes, the Shulchan Aruch has two halachas about someone that eats a food ba'ineis. On the one hand, Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that if somebody was sick and he ate a food because he needed that food to get better, the chayli, because he was a chayli, he needed to eat that food, he makes a bracha on that. On the other hand, if a guy comes along and forces him to eat the food, he doesn't make a bracha on that. Both cases are an einus. Both cases, he ate the food because otherwise he was going to die. And because the guy was going to kill him or he was going to die from the chayli, he ate the food only because he was going to die and he ate the food to save his life. But nevertheless, in one case he makes a bracha, in one case he doesn't make a bracha. Why? Because if it was a chayli, so he decided, I have two choices, here I'm very sick, I might die, or I can eat this food, and then I'll live. And he decided he's going to eat the food. There is considered his ma'isa achila, and he makes a bracha for that. Masha'en kein, if the guy introduced the idea of eating the food, the guy came along and told him, you must eat this food or else I'm going to kill you, So then the achil is not considered his maisa at all because there's someone else that made him do it. And that's why over there we talk a paskin that he doesn't make a bracha. Let's talk now about the next line in this Ramah, in Yerodei Kufnan Zayin, where the Ramah brings down the halach of Abizrayim, and he says they have to be Mevaseh Nefesh, even not to be over a lav of Abizrayim, Gidorayim, Shvichas Damim. Then the Ramah says, however, if the lav is the lav of Lefnei Iver, like Sidhe Michshayim, in other words, if what we're discussing is being machshel someone else in Abizrayim, Gidorayim, Shvichas Damim, Zok the Ramah, that's not considered Abizrayim, and you don't have to be Mevaseh Nefesh for that. This chiddush of the Ramah comes from Ramban and Melchames. It's part of the big discussion that we were talking about last time, the Machlokes Balamar and the Ramban. Let's chazer over the beginning of that discussion, and then we'll get into this application. The Balamar shita was that when Rav said in the Gemara and Dafayin Dalad and Rebeis that Hanos Atzmon Shani, Hanos Atzmon is a heter, the Balamar held that it's a heter for all cases of Yehareg Val Yafir. You never have to be Meisir Nefesh for something that's Hanos Atzmon. Not only the Ramban held, no, it's limited. It's only to be matir the chiv to be ma'aseh nefesh for shara veiros when it's before hesia. On that, hanos atzmon is a matir. But if we're talking about the shalosh chamuros of a dezer gilayis shvichadam, and the Ramban said there's no heter of hanos atzmon. The Baal Amar held, no, that even for the shalosh chamuros there's a heter of hanos atzmon. And the Baal Amar said, and I'll bring you a raya. Because the two cases in the Gemara where we see Rav applying the rule of hanos atzmon, the first case was Esther. Why was Esther Nivel Tachashverish? The second case was Hanikvak Vidamaniki that the Goyim are coming to take away the Kalim to bring to the base of Avodah Zarah. Zog the Baal Amar, look at these two cases. The first one is the case of Gilei Rais, and the second case is the case of Avodah Zarah. So if over there Rav says Hanos Atzmon is a heter, obviously it's a heter even for the Shalosh Chamuros. The Ramban says back, the Rai that you brought from Esther, the Esther is Gilei Rais, so that we discussed already in the previous Shir, and when we're learning Dafayin Dalad, the Ramban has an explanation for why that's not called Gilei Rais. But we didn't talk yet about how the Ramban responds to the Raya of Hanukkah of Dominiki. To that Zuk the Ramban, you're not being over on a lav of Avodah Zarah. You're not being over the Avodah Zarah. The Goy is being over the Avodah Zarah. What are you being over on? Lifnei Iver. Lifnei Iver is Zuk the Ramban. That's an ordinary lav. Kacholi Sirin Shabbatera. So therefore there's no Chiv Yehareg Val Yavar. So the Ramban is saying that you don't have to be Maisa Nefesh over there because you're just being over an ordinary lav of Lifnei Iver. Aye, but what about Abizrayu? It's an ordinary lav, but it's being machshel somebody in Avodah Zarah. And if there's a klal that even a lav that's shayach to Avodah Zarah also has a chiv of serious nefesh, so why don't I have to be meisa nefesh over here? What we see from this Ramban is that the klal of Abizrayu does not include lifnei iver. That's why the Ramah puts this together with the din of Abizrayu. When the Ramah brings down the din of Abizrayu, that you have to be meisa nefesh and not to be over on a lav of Gilei Rais of Avodah Zarah Shvichas Damim, Zuck the Ramah. However, that doesn't include the lav of Lifnei Iver. That's not considered a lav of Avodah Zarah Gilei Rais and Shvichas Damim. So why Takanat? This chiddush of the Ramban L'chayra speaks to Yisid Zikach Hakira in the lav of Lifnei Iver L'Sita Michshel. The Achrayim in many places discuss two ways to look at this Aveira. The Torah says that I can't give a davar ha'aser to somebody else. I can't give you a piece of chazer to eat. So what's the pshat on that iser? Is it because of my concern for you? The Torah said I should be concerned for you. I can't do to you something harmful. And an aveira about it is something harmful. And ruach stick away. So it's just like I can't do other avlis to you. I can't make you do an aveira. It's a ben adam l'chaveira, right, according to this understanding. Or is the pshat that the Torah said that my achrayis against the aveira of chazer, not to eat chazer, goes so far that not only am I not allowed to eat chazer, I also can't bring about that other people should eat chazer. I have an achrayis that the aveira not get done. That's what we'll call the tzad, that it's a ben adam l'makayim. So now l'chayu, we come to this Ramban, we would say that there's an afkamina between these two tzadim, Legabe, whether it's considered Abizrayu of Avodah Zarah. If the Isser Lifnei Iver is not to cause you to do an Aveira, so then whether the Aveira is Avodah Zarah or whether the Aveira is Machalas Asuros or whether the Aveira is Chilul Shabbos, it's all the same thing. What I'm doing is I'm harming you. Just like if I would harm you in some other way, if I would steal your money, that's an Aveira of harming you. If I cause you to do an Aveira, that's an Aveira of harming you. So it's not specific to Avodah Zarah, so that's not called Abizrayu to Avodah Zarah. Then I hear the Ramban chiddush very well. But if the Din Lifnei Iver is the Ben Adam L'Makayim, the pshat is I can't be Machshel Yunchil Shabbos because that's part of my achrayis for Shabbos. And I can't be machshir you in Avodah Zarah because that's part of my achrayis for the Isser of Avodah Zarah. Then Lechayri would say that when I am machshir you in Avodah Zarah, I'm doing an Avodah Zarah Dika Isser. That we would expect would be included in Avizrayu Avodah Zarah. So Lechayri, this Ramban, and brought down in the Ramah, that the Lefnei Iver of Avodah Zarah is not me Avizrayu Avodah Zarah, supports that sad that Lefnei Iver is primarily Aveir ben Adam l'chaveirai rather than an Aveir ben Adam l'makom. Rabbi Yosef Engel is Ma'ir. Rabbi Yosef Engel in his Sefer Lakachtev in Simin Aleph is Ma'ir that L'chaveir there's a taste in Daf Chul and Daf Hei that would say not like this Ramban. Taste over there is talking about the call of Hashtav Hemtan Shal Tzadikim Enoch and Deshmerach or maybe the call of Yadam Tzadikim Atzman Le'kol Shekein. And Taste asks from a number of places in Shas where we find that a Tzadik was not saved from an Aveira. The Tesis gives a Yisoid that it's only by a Midda Achila that we have this Klal and not by other Aveiras. Then for Tesis, the Kashabon Ksubis, Daf Chaf Ches Amid Beis, the Gemara tells a story that Rabbi Yossi said in Aegis, which was mistaken. And it ended up almost being Mala Le Kuhuna Al Piv. And then according to one Nusach in the Gemara asks, how could it be that he would make such a mistake? Hashta, Behemdan Shal Tzadikim, Enoch, and Deshmerach, Mevet Akal, Al Yadam, Tzadikim, Atzman, Le Kol Shekein. So for Tesis, what's the problem? Over there, it wasn't immediate achila. He was just doing the Aveir of Eidus Sheker. And for Tosfos, that since Al Yedei his Eidus, someone's going to end up eating Truma who's not roy to eat Truma, so that's also immediate achila. Dr. Yosef Engel, good, there's going to end up being an Aveir of Achila's Truma, but that person that's going to be doing the Aveir of Achila, that's not the Tzaddik that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is protecting. Her beloved Rav Yossi is the Tzaddik. And he's only doing the Aveir of Eidus Sheker. So what says this is Teres that it comes to a Midin Achila? Elamai. Teres holds that if her beloved Reb Yossi causes somebody else to be over in Isra Achila, for him that's also an Isra Achila. Meaning the Lifnei Iver of a specific Isra is Shaykh to that specific Isra. And by the same token we would say then that a Lifnei Iver of Avodah Zarah is Shaykh to Avodah Zarah. It's not Bezrayu of Avodah Zarah. Like the Balan Marnam Don, the Kfak Vedominiki is Abizrayu Avodah Zarah. So this Ramban, this Taisvis and Chulin will be like the Balan Marnam, not like the Ramban who's saying that since I'm not being over Avodah Zarah, I'm just causing him to be over Avodah Zarah, so I'm being over Lefnei Iver. But I'm not being over an Avodah Zarah Dika Isser, because the Ramban holds that it's one Lefnei Iver for all Isurim, it's not Shaykh the specific Isser. So the base of Engel is Ma'ir that Lechari, this Taisvis and Chulin would hold not like this Ramban. Another nafkamina, possibly from the same chakira, achrenim talk about whether there's an iser lifnei iver in a case where the moishit is not included in the iser, only the makabel is included in the iser. Would there be a din of lifnei iver in such a case? It's a little bit hard to come up with a case like that, but let me say over bekitzer, the sherish of the shaila, there's a discussion in the Gemara whether the iser eivim menachai is noig only by a behemoth tahira or also by a behemoth tamea. And the Torah in Siman Samach Beis in Yeridaya paskins that it's only noig by a behemoth tahira. So the Beis Yosef asks Akasha, why does the Torah bother paskening such a halacha? What's it negaya to us whether there's an Isra even in a chayin or behemoth tamei? You can't eat it anyway if it's a behemoth tamei. So the Bach suggests an answer that it makes an afkamin legabe lifnei iver because there's an Isra even in a chayin for goyim, and if the Isra even in a chayin is negaya also on a behemoth tamei, then there'd be an Isra to be moishita to a goy. But if there's no Isra Eivir Menachai, then it'll be mutter to be meshit the Eivir Menachai to a guy. The Shach over there says that the Bach is a Pella, because it's Mavur in the Gemara, the Yishayinim on the Gemara, that even if there is no Isra Eivir Menachai on a Behemoth Tameya, that's only Lagabe Yisrael. Lagabe Ben Noyach, the Zichar in Isra Eivir Menachai for Behemoth Tameya, because Lagabe Ben Noyach, there's no difference between a Behemoth Tahir and a Behemoth Tameya. So Mele wouldn't make enough communal Gabbath Lefnei Iver also. So the Prechadish brings down the Rabbi Shmuel Kaidinavar, the Abimunah Shmuel, says that no, the Bach's Nafkamin is correct. Because even though Taka for the Goy, there's an Isra Eivim Menachai even on the Behemoth Tameya, but if there's no Isra Eivim Menachai on that piece of meat for the Israel, then there wouldn't be an Isra Lifnei Iver to be Meshit to a Goy. And L'chair, the Hezber, in this sheet of the Abimunah Shmuel, is that the Isser Eivir Menachai, the Isser, the Lifnei Iver, the Sherish of the Isser is Al Tzei Aveira itself, Al Tzei Ben Adam L'Makom, my Achrayis for the Isser Eivir Menachai means that I have to see to it that other people also aren't Iver. But on this shtick flesh, I don't have an Isser Eva Menachai. I don't have any Achrayis to an Isser that I'm not Mutar on. So that's why he holds that they wouldn't be Lefnei Iver in such a case. The Prichadish Lamaisa argues over there. He brings Raya's against the Munah Shmuel, and he argues, and he says that there would still be an Isser Lefnei Iver, even though I'm not Muzhar on the Eiver Menachai. But since the recipient is Muzhar on the Eiver Menachai, that's enough to make an Isser Lefnei Iver for me, because he understands that the Lefnei Iver is a Ben Adam L'Chaveirai. And maybe since the person that I'm giving it to, for him, it's a Mechshel, so that's enough to make an Isser Lefnei Iver L'Sitin Mechshel. So, here's another nafkamina in this Chakira, and L'Chari, the Ramban is supporting this side of the Chakira that we're now connecting with the Pri Chadosh, that the Isser is primarily an Isser Ben Adam L'Chaveirai. Now, the emes is, this tzad is very well supported by the fact that the besides for an Isser Lefnei Iver being Machshel somebody in an Aveira, there's another Isser Lefnei Iver, and that is to be Mesin Eitzah She'ena Hegenes. Rashi and Chumash brings down the Taisha Lefnei Iver Lefnei Michshel is that you shouldn't give somebody an Eitzah She'ena Hegenes. Now, but there it is no Shaychas Ta'averis. That's clearly Ben Adam L'Chaveirai. So L'Chari to be Mashva, the two Isurim, it would make sense to say that the Isser of being Machshel another person in Avera is also Mishum Lefnei Iver Shabbai, which again would stem nicely with this Ramban. The problem is that Rabbi Chanan Basim in Kevitz Yurim and Psachim, Ois Tzadi Hei, is Ma'ir a very stark attain against this Tzad, that it's all just an Isser Ben Adam L'Chaveirai. Because when the Braisa, Psachim Daf Chav Beis, brings the examples of the Isser Lefnei Iver L'Sitin Michshel, it doesn't give the example of giving chazer to a fellow Yid. The two examples in the Braisa are Minalan Shaloi Yoishit Kais Yayin L'Nazir Ve'Iver Menachai L'Ben Noyach. It's an example that we were just talking about a moment ago. Iver Menachai L'Ben Noyach. Tanit Rav Elchanan, that Iver Menachai L'Ben Noyach, that means that the recipient over here is a guy. If the Isser was an Isser Ben Adam L'Chaveirai, so generally, all the Isurim and Adam L'Chaveirai, only Legabe Amisecha, Achicha, they don't apply to Gayim. There's no Isser of Ribbis to a guy. There's no mitzvah of Hashavas Haveda to a guy. A guy is not included in any of the mitzvahs Ben Adam L'Chaveirai. So from the fact that the Isser Shla Yeshit Kesi Ayin L'Nazar Ve'Evim Mechel Ve'Noyach applies even to a guy, L'Chaveirai, that's a raya that it's not Alta Ben Adam L'Chaveirai Shabbai. It's Alta Ben Adam L'Makam, it's Alta Averis HaIsser Gufa. Which then forces him to say, but what about the other half of Lefnei Iver, which is to be Macy in Eitzah She'ena Hegenes, that L'Chaveirai is Avada only Ben Adam L'Chaveirai, that's, I shouldn't say only, but that's Avada Ben Adam L'Chaveirai, right? Rav Chanan says, apparently, it's Taka two different Yisroel with two different Kedarim. Even though the truth is, there is a Minchas Chinuch and some Reish Lamed Beis, Mitzvah Reish Lamed Beis, who Taka wants the Taina, that since we find that the Issa Lefnei Iver of being Machshel in Yisroel applies even to Goyim, so to the Lefnei Iver on Eitzah She'ena Hegenes also applies even to Goyim. But Rav Chanan Nemz are not like that. And Lemaisa, the Sefer HaChinuch over there is Mavur, not like that. That's what the Mechas Chinuch was responding to. And the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs and Leis Sasa Reish Tzadi Tes also sounds not like that. These Rishayim are Mashma, Rabbeinu Yainin, Shari Tshuva, Shari Gimel, also says this, that the Isser to be Mesin Eitzah She'ena Hegenes is Dafka to a Yid. But the Issa to be Machshel and Anachet is also to a guy. So Rav Chanan says that L'Chair, what we see from there, is that they're taka two different Yisurim in Lefnei Iver, even though they're both included under the Lav of Lefnei Iver, but the Eitzah and Hegenes part, that's a Ben Adam L'Chavei, right? But the being Machshel and an Isser part, that's a Ben Adam L'Makoyim. Rav Moshe Feinstein, in Igris Moshe Chelek Hei, or Chaim Chelek Hei, Simen Yud Gimel, brings another L'chayre Raya to the same tzad that Rav Chanan wants to say, that the two different dinim and the being Machshel and Isser part is a Ben Adam L'Makoyim, he says, because imagine the following scenario. We're talking in this whole sugya about a case where a person is nanas to do an Aveira, but we've always been talking about cases where a goy is ma'anes him. What about for a Yid to be ma'anes a fellow Yid to do an Aveira? Can I go over with a gun to a fellow Yid and say, be Mechal Shabbos, or else I'll kill you? And he goes and he's Mechal Shabbos. Did I do anything wrong? So it seems ridiculous. It seems like a terrible thing. It can't be that I didn't do anything wrong. But Dr. Moshe, if the whole, what did I do? I did a Lefnei Iver. I caused him to be Mechal Shabbos. If the whole Lefnei Iver is out that I was Machshel him in an Aveira, because I caused him to stumble. L'maisa, he didn't stumble. For him, it was nothing wrong. He had a heter of pikuach nefesh. He was supposed to be mechal Shabbos. So what did I do wrong? Al karchach, unless you want to say that such a thing is mutter, and that l'cheri can't be, if you accept that such a thing is aser, Dr. Maisha, that's a raya, that lifting iver is a ben adam l'makoim. That the reason I'm not supposed to be machshel you in Chil Shabbos is because of my achrayas for Chil Shabbos. I shouldn't be Mechal Shabbos. I should also see to it that others are not Mechal Shabbos. And Kol Shekin, I shouldn't cause someone to be Mechal Shabbos. So that's why when I come with the gun and I say, go be Mechal Shabbos, Avadam being Ivan Lefnei Velosit and Mechshel. So that case, Dr. Moshe, L'cher is also a raya that Lefnei Velosit and Mechshel is a Ben Adam Lamakim, it's Alf the Etzem HaIsser. And even though the Lefnei Iver of Eitz Shein HaGenes, Avad is not like that, Eitz Shein HaGenes is Ben Adam Lachaveira, is Dr. Maisha, it's two different dinim. True, they're both included in the same lav, but Al Korach, they're two different dinim. One is Ben Adam Lachaveira and one is Ben Adam Lamakran. I'll call upon him, Lefi Rav Chanan's Raya, from the fact that it's Noeg Vaya Goy, and Rav Moshe's Raya, that you're not allowed to go be Ma'anes, a fellow year to do an Aveira. The Chiri, there are starker Rayas than that the Din of Lefnei Iver to be Machshel in an Isser is primarily Ben Adam Lamakim. And according to that Sad, L'chir Misver, we would have thought that being Machshel somebody in Avodah Zarah would be called Abizrai of Avodah Zarah. Being Machshel somebody in Gilei Rayas would be called Abizrai of Gilei Rayas, which is L'chir like the Baal Amar was naming on. These Rayas support the Sheet of the Baal Amar and are L'chir Akasha on the Ramban. It could be, one could suggest, but that's the Ramban. If you take a look in the Lashon of the Ramban, when he's speaking out why it's not considered Abizrayah by Krakvet Dominiki, when you're telling them to when you're giving them the Kalim they can use to be Abizrayah, he says that's not Abizrayah, it's not a lot of Abizrayah, it's just Lefnei Iver L'Sitin Michshel. And then Zok the Ramban, because I'm not being Abizrayah, and I'm not being Nen from the Abizrayah. What it sounds like, L'chaira, is that Lefid Ramban, the Klal of Abizrayu is not, it shouldn't be defined as things that are Shayach to Avodah Zarah or Gilei Rayos or Shvichas Damim, but rather it's much more specific. It has to do with being Nene from Avodah Zarah, Gilei Rayos or Shvichas Damim. And this fits together with the Ramban that we spoke about before. Remember, the cases of Ar Gemara, Tamus, Yomus Va'al Tasapar, Yomus Va'al Tamar Lefanav Aruma, the Shachas to Kashal, see the Ramban, that there's no love, derisive, sick of the Galei Sereva. So what's the issue that they're being over on over here? And we said, Shlomo Eger was Maisif even more, even if now on like the Rambam, that there is a love of Leisikavu, but for being Mesaprim and Meacheri, I get there, Lechera, and that for sure there's no issue of Leisikavu. So what's the Chiyim of Sirius Nefesh over here? Even in Niach, that there's a call of Abizrayu. But where's the Abizrayu? We don't even see a love. And we saw the Lashon of the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Ramban said it's something like Chatzishir because you're being Nene from the Isser. That was the lesson that we said over from the Ramban, which sounded like it doesn't even matter if you're doing an Aveira. But if there's an Aveira of Gilei Rayos and you're being Nene from Gilei Rayos, even if you're getting away with it in a way that you're not mamash being over an Aveira, but being Nene from Gilei Rayos, that's the Taitch of Abizrayu. And being Nene from Avodah Zarah, that's the Taitch of Avodah Zarah. If the Iker Taich of Abizrayu is being Nen from the Aveira, then it could be what the Ramban means is that Lefnei Iver L'Sitin Michshel, when I'm being Machshel, the other person to be Aveira Avodah Zarah, even if Enechanami, that is an Aveira, I'm being Aveira on a love that's Shayach to Avodah Zarah, and Avodah Zarah Dika Isser. But it's not the Iker Isser. I'm not being Aveira Avodah Zarah, and I'm not being Nen from the Avodah Zarah. I'm doing a different Avodah Zarah related Isser. But it's not one that gives me hana, then it doesn't go into the Kalav Abizrayu. The way I think Pashtus we understand the Kalav Abizrayu is that it means an Isser that's Shayach to Avodah Zarah. So then, according to the raid that we said over from Rabbi Shafainstein and Rabbi Chana Basserman, we would expect that the Lefnei Iver of Avodah Zarah would fall into the category of Abizrayu. And that's like the Sheet of the Baal Amar. But if we say that Abizrayu doesn't mean being over an Isser that's Shayach to Avodah Zarah, but it means specifically being Nene from Avodah Zarah, which both places, the Ramban, provides support for that understanding, then we could hear maybe why the Ramban wouldn't consider this to be Me'ab Israel with Avodah Zarah. I want to be Messiah with a final ha'ara, a very geshmak atzushtel on the inyan of Lifnei Ivarei Avodah Zarah that I heard Meir Virabi of Shalom Spitz. He was ma'irer that when Moshe Rabbeinu says to Aaron in Parshas Kisisa, Ma'asa l'cha ha'am azeh ki heveis ha'lach ha'ta g'dayla, Rashi writes, Kam yisrum savalta she yisrucha. How much did they torture you that you went and you made the egel? So the Zakhtar Ramban, it's mashma from Rashi, that if they were tortured you enough, then it will be justified that you went and made them an egel. Correct the Ramban. But this is Avodah Zarah. It's meha averis she hergehen behen va'al yavar. Since this is a herg val yavar, how could Rashi write this lashon of Kam yisrum yisrucha? Adkan the Ramban. So the ha'ara is that l'chayr, what does he mean that it's a harg val yavar? He means because it's avodah zarah. Avodah zarah, so what Aaron did wasn't avodah zarah. It was just leading the yidden to be avodah zarah. Afilu niach, we don't accept any of the cheshbonis that he was miskamel l'shem shemayim to justify what Aaron was doing. A worst case scenario, the worst that we could say about Aaron is that he was being machshel b'nei Yisrael in avodah zarah. But to hear the Ramban is saying this, the harg val yavar, the Ramban l'shitasei from the Mechames, he holds that being machshel lifnei iver in avodah zarah is not a harg val yavar. L'chayr, there's a steer between the Ramban and Parshas Kisisa with the Ramban and Melchemes here in our sugya. Unless it could be, you could say a chiddush, that besides for the mitzvah of lifnei iver, there's also a mitzvah of kol yisrael arevim zeh l'zeh, a mitzvah halacha that's learned from v'kashu l'ish ba'achiv and from hanigos lanu l'vaneinu. We learn from these drushes that there's a halacha of arvas. In Arvus, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh, you could write declare a similar chakira. Is it a kol yistik adin that I have to worry about you, or is it a protestik adin in each mitzvah that it makes me chayiv in the mitzvah? And l'maisa we know that as Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh, I could be mitzi somebody. I become like a bar chayuv l'mashal in kiddush, even if I was already yaitze kiddush, but I could be mitzi you in kiddush because kol zman that you weren't yaitze. I'm still considered a bar chiyuva. I'm still considered not entirely having been yatsi dechavasi because of kol yisrael arevim zeh l'zeh, which is mashma that it's a protestik adin in each mitzvah that my chiyuv kiddush includes that I should make kiddush and that everybody else should make kiddush. Then we would say also that my mitzvah of avodah zarah includes that I shouldn't be avodah zarah and I should see to it that nobody else is avodah zarah. So it could be that the adin of arvus would make the arvus on avodah zarah would make it a bezirayu of avodah zarah, even if lifnei iver does not. Now the Ramban Melchemes says that's just lifnei iver; it's not a bezirayu of avodah zarah. He's talking about by a goy. By a goy, you don't have arvus. Kol yisrael arevim zeh l'zeh. It's learned from v'kashu l'ish ba'achiv. So over there, it's zichur only between yidden. The din of lifnei iver has a chiddush that. The Brisa gives the example of being one who's Moshe David and Achayel ben Noyach. Over there, there's a chiddush, even though it's not so clear why. Because again, if it's ben Adam l'chaveiroi, like we're saying, it seems from the Ramban, then l'chaveiroi we would have expected that it doesn't apply to a ben Noyach. But al kaponim over there is a chiddush that it applies to ben Noyach. But that's only true by lifnei iver. That's not true by arvus. So then it could be that what the Ramban says, that it's not considered a bezirayu avodah zarah, he means dafka in the Gemara of Kvach v'Dominki, where you're being machshol goy, so then lifnei iver you have, but arvus you don't have. And lifnei iver is a klolos tikadin, or let's say the yisayid of lifnei iver, like we said before, is the michshol of the chaveiroi, and therefore it doesn't go into a bezirayu avodah zarah. But when it comes to being machshol yid, then you also have arvus, and arvus is shaykh to each specific mitzvah. The arvus for avodah zarah is an avodah zarah dikadin, so it does go into the avodah zarah of avodah zarah. If you say that, then it's a nice yishuv to steer in the two Rambans. However, it's very much not mashma that way in the Ramah, because the Ramah brings down the halacha. He rather mentions lifnei iver. He says lifnei iver is not an abizrayu, but the implication certainly of the Ramah is that there's no yehar bal yavar in being machshel somebody else in the shalish chamurais. But according to this pshat in the Ramban, it would come out that that's only true if you're coming to be machshel a goy. But if you're coming to be machshel a yid, then it would be a lifnei iver. So in the Ramah, it's not machshel this way, but al kaponim to be miyash of the two Rambans, it could be you could say such a vart.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.